Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 19th, 2014, start of a brand new week of utter craziness, insanity, and warmongering, and drum beating, and all the rest of that stuff. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is in the control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in and put you right on the air. Today, in our third hour, our guest will be, finally, Nathan Foulkes. He had to reschedule a couple of times before. He's a Hollywood filmmaker. And like most Hollywood filmmakers, he's looked at what was going on in the media coverage of the Boston bombing and spotting some very, very obvious fakes. And so he has just confirmed he will be with us finally today in the third hour to talk about that. Wednesday, we will have Alan Weisbecker, who is talking about 9/11 and JFK and all of these people. Alan and Nathan and Sean Stone represent a growing trend in Hollywood of filmmakers, people who are experienced in visual effects and production, standing up and saying, wait a minute, we're seeing signs of obvious fakery here. So I was some 20 years ahead of my time back there when I was doing that whole thing with Vince Foster that cost me my career. Getting over to Ukraine, it's clearly descending into a civil war. The fighting is going on back and forth. It's basically been about a month now since the eastern Ukraine started saying, we're going to break off, we don't want to have anything to do with this unelected junta in Kiev. The Ukraine military is still not achieving any significant gains whatsoever, and they're starting to resort to some very questionable tactics. The Kiev army has shelled the water supply in the city of Kramatorsk, basically cutting off water to all of the residents of that city. Now, this is considered a war crime when you do something like that, when you deny people access to water and food. Now, Putin has announced that they're going to de-escalate the situation by withdrawing their troops near the Ukraine border, pull them back further into the U.S., Russia. The U.S. government is already out there saying, we don't believe you. We demand absolute proof that you're pulling your troops away, which I guess would tell us that all of those very expensive surveillance satellites the U.S. government has in orbit have all stopped working. Because otherwise, they would know what was going on over there. The CIA is now in full-on denial mode. The independence movement in eastern Ukraine is reporting, of course, on the number of casualties, wounded, prisoners. They are reporting 650 members of the Kiev army have been killed, wounded, or taken prisoner in the last 10 days. They, among them were 70 foreigners, including 13 agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Central Intelligence Agency were killed, and 12 others were wounded. The CIA saying, oh, that's silly to think that we would have CIA agents over there in Ukraine, you know, committing war crimes. We don't do that kind of thing. Go read some Tom Clancy books, and you'll see what a swell bunch of Joes we are. I mean, you know, the CIA, we're the sweetest-smelling spies in the entire world, and so they're in full denial mode on that one. Over in Germany, some of the members of the German parliament are calling for an investigation over the question of whether German nationals are working for Academy, Blackwater, XE, whatever they're calling themselves this week, serving as mercenaries in Ukraine. That would be a violation of German law. And they're basically calling on the government of Angela Merkel to find out what's going on if these German nationals are, in fact, working as hired mercenaries over there in eastern Ukraine. Now, down in Libya, things are getting very, very interesting, I guess is the good word. Gunmen have stormed the Libyan parliament amid the anti-government uprising. They hit the building with anti-aircraft guns and rockets, causing the members of parliament to flee. This is the second time the parliament has been driven out of the parliament building. And obviously, the people of Libya are no more happy with their U.S.-installed junta than the Ukrainians are, or for that matter, the Afghanis or the Iraqis or any of these other countries the U.S. has conquered and regime changed and took over. Now, apparently, at least one Libyan Air Force base has switched sides and is now on the side of General Khalifa Qassem Haftar against the junta in the Libyan capital. Now, this is kind of weird. There's something very funny going on here, because back in 1996, then Colonel Khalifa Haftar was reportedly working for the CIA, both in an earlier attempt to overthrow Gaddafi and also to regime change Chad. Now, in theory, the current Libyan government is a U.S. puppet regime, so why would the CIA try to orchestrate another overthrow? And I think the answer is that if you look at reports about General Haftar, he's always described as rogue. He's the rogue general, which suggests to me that maybe he has actually broken ranks with the U.S. and sees an opportunity for himself to become Libya's new leader. But the situation is utter chaos, and it's another civil war and bloodshed and hardship, all caused by the U.S. government going into countries where it has no business, changing the government in order to loot the nation for the benefit of Wall Street and American corporations. There has never been a single instance where the U.S. has gone into a country claiming to bring them democracy or save them from a cruel tyrant, where life for the people in that country has not gotten far, far worse. In fact, a member put up a very interesting observation at whatreallyhappened.com that in every one of these countries overthrown by the United States or invaded by the United States, for some reason, persecution of Christians seems to go up. And they're absolutely right about that. Now, over in Benghazi, the civilians are engaging in a massive evacuation of the city. And the headline reads as Islamists and paramilitary battle. Well, the Western media is trying to demonize what is clearly a popular uprising against the U.S.-installed puppet regime by calling them Muslim terrorists and Islamists. And they're just trying to spin this thing to make it look like, you know, the U.S. puppet government are the good guys and everybody who doesn't want to go along with the U.S. puppet government are the bad guys. What is really going on here is the Libyan people are giving their U.S. puppet regime the old heave-ho, much as Iran did in 1979. And we're starting to see all around the world, as the people of these nations come to understand what's been going on behind the scenes, and they're coming up with new ways to deal with that. Counter-revolutions, secession, breaking off and saying, yeah, you can have Kiev, we're just going to take the rest of the country and go off on our own. And the U.S. corporate media is still out there trying to sell you the idea that the conquering empire is the good guy and the conquered people are the bad guy. And once they're conquered, they should stay conquered. Don't they know better than that? Now, over in Cameroon, the Boko Haram group has attacked a Chinese plant in the country's north. Okay, now, this is a bit of a giveaway. We know that then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton kept Boko Haram off the terrorist watch list. They're being protected. And this whole thing with the kidnapped girls is just a very contrived publicity stunt to justify a military intervention into Nigeria. Because the reason the United States wants to go into these countries is to kick China out. So if Boko Haram is attacking Chinese assets, it's further confirmation that they're covertly working for U.S. interests. Meanwhile, speaking of China, we're getting reports, and I emphasize that all of this is unconfirmed. Story over at 12160, large number of Chinese troops seen heading for the China-Vietnam border. And another story over at Zero Hedge, conflict between China and Vietnam is imminent. Maybe, maybe not. There's been a lot of provocations over, you know, who owns the South China Sea. And we know the United States wants a war with China to remove the threat of the yuan from the U.S. dollar internationally. Russia and China are the only two powers standing in the way of U.S. hegemony over the entire world. And that's why we're being driven to war with both of those countries, by hook, by crook, by lies, fraud, and deception. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the phones. John in Barbados, aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Michael, aloha. I'm looking at this spat, actually, between not just China and Vietnam, but China and the U.S. The U.S., apparently, through the offices of Holder, are making charges against China for spying on their businesses and secrets. I mean, it's totally laughable.
It is laughable. I was going to talk
about the NSA.
Well, not just that, but only, a week and a half ago, Newsweek ran a story about how out of control Israeli spying on Americans is and stealing business secrets and trade secrets to take back to Israel. But we're not supposed to think that's a big deal. In fact, if you even mention it, you're denounced as an anti-Semite. And here we have this situation in China. Very obviously, it's being fanned up as part of the propaganda war to lead us into conflict with China. Now, there's another aspect to consider. Remember, it came out only a couple of weeks ago that the NSA will intercept shipments of computers, software, and other equipment being exported out of the United States to certain targets and install additional malware, spyware, whatever, backdoors in them. That has to include computers and computer systems going to China. So it is in all probability that somebody, you know, backdoored into these computers located in China and then carried out these very obvious, visible hack attacks against these very large companies which have the security systems to detect it in order to frame China for this. And I'm not saying that China isn't engaged in spying. They're just going to be a little bit more subtle and clever about it. This reeks of another propaganda setup to try and sell us all that the Chinese are bad and we've got to, you know, we've got to go to war against China to stop the Chinese threat. And of course, the only Chinese threat is the yuan and the fact that China still holds a huge amount of U.S. debt. And if we can get into a state of war and send your kids off to be killed and crippled in a war against China, Wall Street gets to write off all that debt they owe to China. Zero out the books. Huzzah, huzzah. Happy times are here again.
Well, Michael, there's another little missive going on in the Ukraine with these mercenaries, CIA, FBI, whatever, being rounded up and killed. And I mean, as far as the mercenaries are concerned, of course they are, well, and the spies, the FBI and CIA, they are spies, and the only way to deal with them is shoot them.
Well, if they're operating on behalf of an enemy without wearing a uniform under the rules of war, they're considered spies, and immediate execution is the standard acknowledged legal punishment. And I'm sure these guys in the CIA and the FBI going over there understand that their government is sending them in harm's way if they get uncovered. But again, I think what all of these people who are trying to do all this stuff in Ukraine need to understand that this has got nothing to do with Ukraine or Kiev. It's all about protecting the dollar's international dominance in the global market against the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan. These people are being asked to risk and sometimes sacrifice their lives to keep Wall Street wealthy. And that is a lousy reason to place your life and body in harm's way.
One final point, Michael. What's been happening in the UK is there's been huge pressure brought to bear from the UK government on the Congress to suppress this information that's coming out on the torture and Gitmo and the relationship between Britain and America. It's putting Tony Blair right on the spot, as well as others, of course.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that later in the show, too, how the government of Britain is now claiming they've misplaced all of those emails. Can't find them. They were here just a minute ago. Don't know where they went. Sorry. Can't give you the evidence that would allow our former prime minister to be hauled up on war crimes charges.
Well, actually, Michael, a couple of years ago when this Chilcot inquiry was beginning, an email between Bush and Blair accidentally went up on the inquiry's website. Took them 20 minutes to take it down, but they forgot about Google Cache. So I went into Google, picked it off, and immediately published it again everywhere I could find.
Well, if you still have that, I would love to see that. If you could email that to me, I will definitely post it on whatreallyhappened.com. I mean, that's a reality here in the age of the Internet. Once it's out, it's out, and you do not get it back. They can't control the Internet. They can't control public awareness. We had those memos that were released from the Clinton administration. Even back then, 20 years ago, they were in a panic that Americans now had access to information that wasn't being filtered by the corporate media or proclaimed by the government itself. And even back then, they knew they were in trouble. And we saw all these attempts to try and control the Internet or justify censorship on the Internet. Because if this government cannot lie to the public with impunity, they can't achieve their ends. And that's why they're thrashing and struggling now.
Well, I think they are, because I don't think they've caught up with the reality. You know, governments in particular haven't really caught up with the reality of the Internet. I mean, in Egypt and Turkey, they tried to block the various social media. But there are so many ways around it now. These governments are just on a losing wicket.
They absolutely are. They recognize the threat to their ability to lie with impunity. But most of our policy is still being controlled by these Cold War fossils, like Henry Kissinger, who are still trying to play the game by the rules that worked in the 1950s and 1960s, and they're failing miserably. And they don't know any other way to do it. They're so trapped by the accumulation of past lies All they can do is go on pretending that they're always right and everybody else is always wrong, which is why the Obama administration is still out there screaming about global warming and carbon taxes despite record-setting winters, still proclaiming that Obamacare is a resounding success, even though by their own numbers, less than 2% of Americans have actually signed up for it so far.
Yeah, well, this inquiry apparently now is sort of turning really nasty. There's a report here that says, by a guy called Shakespeare, he's a very well-known investigative reporter in the UK, and he's reporting that the UK abetted the US in the 9/11 false flag event.
Well, we know that from the way the BBC, you know, reported on the collapse of Building 7 26 minutes before it actually happened. And then when people went back and said, you know, how do you explain this and can we see the raw footage? And BBC said, oh, we just threw the raw footage away, which anybody who's worked in corporate news understands that raw footage is a cash resource. You keep it in your vault and you license it out over and over and over for documentaries and lookbacks and everything. Footage like that can be extraordinarily valuable. They don't just throw it away. So, yes, Great Britain was going along with this hoax. Have this new Pearl Harbor to get us all hot and bothered for 100 years of unending war.
Well, I suggest that they look in the same place as the missing emails. You know, they may find this footage.
Right next to Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons, right? All right, John, we're going to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break. Paul Craig Roberts has hit it out of the ballpark again with his latest article, Militarist Bunkum, in which he makes the point that although we are always being told that our soldiers are fighting and dying for our freedoms, the reality is that 85 to 90% of the casualties of war are non-combatant civilians. This is the result of a 9-person research team and a study they published in the June 2014 issue of the American Journal of Public Health. When the U.S. launches these wars into other countries, 85 to 90% of the people killed are innocent civilians. You just think about that one for a while. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, down in Israel, as you know, this week the Pope is visiting Israel, having meetings with political leadership, and is going to be touring Christian holy places. Now, there's a lot of attention that is focused on this. The Israeli police are saying they won't let extremists spoil Pope Francis' visit. Now, interestingly enough, they're talking about Jewish extremists who are planning massive protests against the Pope being there. And that's going to have political ramifications. But I am very concerned because once again over the weekend, the Israeli press is published a detailed minute-by-minute itinerary of where the Pope is going to be and when he's going to be there. And we now know that the Pope did not take his Pope Mobile or anything with any kind of armoring. He's going to be riding around in an ordinary car with an open top because he wants to be seen and can connect with the Christians who live in Israel. And I'm very, very concerned because all Israel would have to do is assassinate the Pope, frame the Muslims for it, and get all the Christians in the world riled up against all the Muslims in the world, and Israel would stand back laughing while we tear each other to shreds. And, of course, I'm sure Pope Benny the Rat wouldn't mind having to come out of retirement either. So I hope Pope Francis is wearing those Kevlar vestments. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But it just seems like such an incredible opportunity for somebody who wanted to start a new holy crusade in this day and age here. Now, another interesting story. This is over in the Examiner, where Israel is accusing the U.S. mediator for the peace talks of anti-Israel beliefs. In other words, Israel's attitude is they're not going to accept any mediators between themselves and the Palestinians who are not totally on the side of Israel going in. Now, that's not what a mediator is supposed to do. They're not supposed to go in there with a predisposed alliance to a particular side. But that's Israel's whole attitude, is they don't want a mediator who is not already in accord with Israel's assumptions and beliefs. Now, down in Iran, Hassan Rouhani, the Iran president, still says he's hopeful that a nuclear deal will be reached by the drop-dead deadline of July 20th, despite what he terms politely as difficulties. Now, we know what the difficulties are. At the 11th hour, the United States has come in with a new higher demand for reduction of centrifuges, supposedly on the justification that by limiting the number of centrifuges Iran has, they will extend the breakout time, the amount of time it would take Iran from deciding they want a nuclear weapon to actually acquiring one. And again, the United States is not worried about Iranian nuclear weapons. Iran doesn't have rockets that will reach this side of planet Earth. And Iran is not in the habit of invading other countries in wars of aggression. They haven't done one in more than 200 years. This is all about finding a way to derail this peace talk so that they can move on with the agenda to invade Iran and conquer it, control its oil so that it is sold on the world market only for U.S. dollars, to impose a privately owned central bank on the Iranian people, loaning all of the public currency at interest, and, of course, to remove a regional political influence that Israel does not want to have to deal with. Same agenda with Iraq. Iraq was becoming a tremendous influence over the Middle East, had to be smashed. Iran is a tremendous influence over the Middle East, has to be smashed. So that Israel is, especially with their nuclear weapons, is basically functionally in control of that whole area. But this idea of this last-second requirement by the United States, and it is simply an unacceptable demand by the United States. Because everything that Iran is doing with nuclear technology is allowed to them under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both Iran and the United States have signed and ratified. Iran is allowed to have nuclear power plants. Iran is allowed to manufacture the fuel rods for them. Iran is allowed to produce medical isotopes and industrial applications of peaceful nuclear technology. Nobody has found any evidence at all that Iran is building a nuclear weapon. The only evidence that's been presented was the laptop of death, which turned out to be a fraud. And common sense has to tell you, if somebody has a real case that Iran is building nuclear weapons, they don't dare risk using fake evidence because it would discredit everything. So if there's one piece of evidence that is discovered to be a fraud, the whole case is based on fraud. Now, Chuck Hagel is sort of giving away what's going on. He was out there talking to Israel's senior leaders that the U.S. remains firm against Iran nuclear weapons. Do you remember when they were trying to tell us that Iraq had nuclear weapons and how that turned out? It's just more of the same. How many times do you have to be lied to by this government before you understand and accept you live under a government that lies to you all the time? Another observation on the same topic over at David Stockman, ContraCorner.com. Obama capitulates to the war party again. The proposed breakout limit on Iranian enrichment is a bogus deal killer. So nobody is being fooled by this. The U.S. is making this demand in order to deliberately sabotage the talks and prevent an agreement by July 20th. And on July 21st, the war with Iran will be back on the front table. That's what this is all about. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I never for a moment expected that I would grow up to live in a country as evil and predatory as the current United States government. The Fourth Reich is alive and well in Washington, D.C. Now, another little interesting article over at geopoliticalmonitor.com, it turns out that Nigeria's economy is booming, and they have overtaken South Africa to become the largest economy on all of the African continent by quite a wide margin. And that is the real reason Nigeria is suddenly on the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. They want to go in there and control the oil and control the minerals. They want to keep China out. They want to keep those resources being sold only for U.S. dollars. That's the agenda here. That is the reason your kids are being asked to risk life and limb in all of these invasions and all of these countries is to preserve the dollar's rule of the global economy. And I can't imagine any parent comfortable with the idea of sending their kids off to wars to make the bankers richer than they already are, which is why the government has to concoct all these make-believe stories about terrorism and Al-Qaeda, and they hate us for our freedoms, and we're bringing democracy to those nations, which, by the way, has not happened. Since the end of World War II, the United States has tried to change the government of some 50 countries, 60 countries, succeeding 26 times. And in those 26 regime-changed countries, they didn't get democracy. They got a puppet government that consistently voted itself back into power and impoverished the people of that nation for the benefit of American financial corporations. Now, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, boy, that's a low airplane flying overhead. The Simon Wiesenthal Center is now accusing Russia today of anti-Semitism over a satire piece that appeared in their pages. And we're at the point right now where that's Israel's response to everything. You're an anti-Semite. You're a Jew hater. And you know something? They've worn it out. Nobody cares anymore. It's lost its shock value. You know, back at the end of the last century, if you were called an anti-Semite, oh my goodness, what a terrible smear. Same thing that they were doing when they would scream conspiracy theorist at you. It was an attempt to degrade you and dismiss you and get you to shut up. And they've worn both of those out, especially because so many of the conspiracy theories turned out to be true. Now, Sheldon Adelson, the casino guru in Nevada, is out there making tours of various conferences and everything, and he's saying he wants the U.S. to carry out a nuclear strike on Iran and is absolutely adamantly opposed to a two-state solution in Israel and Palestine, saying it's Russian roulette. And he's using his money to basically influence public policy, even influence the makeup of the United States Congress. This is a guy who's already been charged for bribing Chinese government officials. And yet he's allowed to basically run around the United States of America untouched. In fact, it was only a few weeks ago where there were indications he might have to leave the United States because of potential corruption charges. They just seem to have gone away. Meanwhile, over in Palestine, Jewish settlers, Israeli settlers, burned down a Palestinian olive grove in the Tel Ramidi neighborhood as part of the celebration for the Jewish holiday of Lag BaOmer. Now remember, it takes 10 years after planting before an olive tree produces a usable crop. We'll be right back.
Friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. Consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, maybe I could pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, maybe I could pray you.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting on back down to Israel, there's a very interesting article called Israel's Water Genocide. Remember, I was talking earlier up in Ukraine where the Kiev army is shelling the water supply in the cities that have declared independence from Kiev to deprive them of water. That's a war crime. Israel's been doing exactly the same thing, cutting off Palestinian communities from water resources in order to try and drive them off land that Israel wants to appropriate for some of their illegal settlement building. There have been quite a few stories of how the residents of those illegal settlements will deliberately divert the raw sewage from their sewage system to contaminate the Palestinian water supplies. And all of this is war crimes, crimes against humanity. All right, there's been a new development in the saga of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. There's a new book out on the subject that contains a lot of new information we had not heard before. And the theory put forward by this new book is that Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 was accidentally shot down in a joint American-Thai training exercise. And the reason that all of this go on down, look in the South Indian Ocean, spend all the money there, was to basically divert everybody while they cleaned up the mess. Apparently, in the area where Flight 370 did come down, and by the way, if it was hit by a missile, that would explain why none of the emergency beacons activated, because they were destroyed along with the rest of the airplane. But apparently, there are some oil platforms in that area, and the crew on one of those platforms saw the plane coming down and saw another object in the sky. This is turning into a repeat of the U.S. government's accidental shoot down of TWA-800. And apparently on the platform, they didn't have communication with the outside world. They're just now being allowed to go home, to rotate off their shift on the platform, and they're starting to talk. And so the idea that there were witnesses to the burning aircraft, we'd not heard that one before. And let's be honest, the United States military has a long and tragic track record of accidental shoot-downs of passenger planes. You had the USS Vincennes accidentally shot down the Iranian Airbus in 1988, TWA 800, which I've already mentioned. And it's not just the United States. British military testing is thought to have shot down Aer Lingus Flight 712 in 1968, and a joint French-American military test is thought to have shot down Atavia Flight 870 in 1980. Now, the United Nations acknowledges there have been 25, now possibly 26 cases of civilian passenger jets shot down by military misadventure. Most of those remain classified from you. So this is very much a viable theory of what actually happened and explains why everybody was just towing the line about why the emergency beacons wouldn't work. It had to be in the water and the rest of it. And I think that has to go on the list of plausible theories to what happened. Now, what's really interesting in the story that on this they reported in the Daily Mail, where they're talking about this new book, they had a the quote right at the top of the story. The mystery makes the incredible claim that the airline was shot down by U.S. Thai Joint Strike Fighters accidentally as part of a training drill gone horribly wrong. It's not an incredible claim. It has happened before. Over and over and over again. And we know how the U.S. basically lied about TWA 800 despite hundreds, thousands of witnesses along Long Island who saw that missile rise up from the training area and hit that 747. These things do happen. We all know the quality of American military systems in this day and age. It's not very good. It's not robust. It's full of problems, and accidents are going to happen. And so I'm starting to think this actually makes more sense than any of the other theories. And again, we went on these other theories about parted out for spare parts and possible false flag terror, because what the corporate media was telling us was going on about the turn, and it was seen and heard flying west over the island. That may have all been part of the cover-up, to basically get attention away from the crash site by any means possible. Oh, it's way out over toward Diego Garcia. It's down in the South Indian Ocean. Just don't look in that area by the oil platform over there off the coast of Thailand. Don't look there. There's nothing to see. I think these civilian satellite companies who were putting up images for people to be studying, they need to go back and look at images in that area just off of Thailand, the point where the transponder stopped working. We need the pictures for that area on the day or day after the crash happened. We need to see what was down there. The bottom line is we cannot trust, we should not trust, we dare not trust anything coming out of the government or the corporate media because of that long, insane track record of lying to us about everything. Meanwhile, down in Argentina, as you're probably aware, a few years back, there was a bombing attack on a Jewish community center that was basically blamed on Iranian terrorists and no questions asked, so forth and so on. Well, apparently Argentina and Iran have been working on an agreement to try and go back and reinvestigate what happened to see if it's one of Israel's many false flag attacks to demonize Iran and build sympathy for Israel. And Israel is pulling every trick they can to prevent this investigation from going forward. And their latest one, these Jewish groups in Argentina, went into federal court and declared that since Argentina and Iran did not have mutual extradition, that forming any kind of a joint investigation represented a violation of Argentina's constitution, and the federal court agreed, blocking the investigation from moving forward. So, anyway, meanwhile, up in Brussels, the protests against TTIP continue. The public is barred from all hearings and negotiations. The Belgian police are very heavy-handed, 240 arrested, water cannons, tear gas. Interestingly enough, the topic of conversation at the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership is how to maintain the trust of the people. How to get them to go on believing that all of this stuff is being done for their benefit. How to get them to go on believing that they should go on pouring their money all over the banks to keep them solvent. It's kind of hard to build people's trust when they're not allowed in to hear what's being talked about and are being water cannon and tear gassed to keep them away. And the bottom line here is that, as a matter of fact, the people of planet Earth do not trust either governments or the bankers any longer. That trust is gone, and it will not be coming back anytime soon. Interesting little bizarre story. I picked this up off of News Forage, where there is a new campaign in the United States of America to regulate food the way tobacco is, to combat obesity. What this really is they're talking about food rationing. Remember what I said before? Between Fukushima toxifying the Pacific, the Gulf oil disaster toxifying the Gulf of Mexico, there is no longer enough healthy food to feed the American people, or for that matter, the entire world. And of course, nobody wants the GMO corn. Now, we already know in the past two world wars, they had to impose food rationing, but I don't think they dare call it that because people will get very, very upset. So now we're going to regulate food for your health to keep you from being obese. If you want Americans to not be obese, take out the monosodium glutamate, the aspartame, and all those other chemicals in the food that cause people to want to eat more to increase corporate profits. And the obesity problem will go away. What this whole issue about, regulating food the way regulating tobacco, it is a clandestine, covert way to impose food rationing on the American people. And food rationing is an admission. The economy is breaking down. They had food rationing in the Soviet Union. They had food rationing in Nazi Germany. They had food rationing in the U.S. during World War I and World War II. And as they move closer to World War III, they're trying to find a way to get you to go along with the idea that the government will decide how much food you can have. That's what's going on. We got to take a break for our top of the hour blurb. We'll be right back after these few words.